How are you, Mr. Wallace?
I'm doing wonderfully well. That was a great introduction, Tony.
Now, what would the superintendent want for Christmas?
Well, I would want the Lansing School District to be operating at peak efficiency. Youngsters are achieving. Teachers have the opportunity to teach. Students have the opportunity to learn. And we continue our quest to become the premier urban school district in the state of Michigan.
And 70-degree weather.
Absolutely. Because we've been challenged the last few days.
Well, the state of Michigan has approved your plan to get Eastern over that little hump. I wouldn't even call it a hump. I'd say a baby bump when it comes to graduation rates. Talk about that. That must please you and the folks that you work with the Lansing School District.
Oh, absolutely. The approval of the redesign plan in its entirety was certainly gratifying. The condition is the submission of an additional addendum for the administrator's contract that ties student achievement to evaluation. So that's, we're in the process of negotiating that with our administrators union, but the beauty of it is that it enables us to proceed with the plan, and we have to submit that addendum by August 1.
Now, that plan is going to cost $800,000. How are you going to pay for it?
They have released the information on the federal FIG grant. We will be making application. And we know that we're going to receive dollars for that effort. We can't say at this point in time what that dollar figure will be, but we believe that it will cover the cost of the implementation in its entirety.
And then a lot of those new items have been implemented already, correct?
That is correct. We're proceeding ahead because it's just, what we put together not only represents best practices, which we're proceeding on, but there's a wealth of thinking outside of the box, which will significantly set this plan apart from what we've done in the past. And we're excited.
Well, as we look at some of the highlights, I know there is a 0 hour at the beginning of each day and an extra hour at the end of the school day, and students who are behind can use those times to get back on track and explore electives. And there's a mandatory advisory period near the end of each day, and during that period, staff will be there to help students make sure that they're on track, getting caught up with schoolwork and handling other challenges they may have in school.
That is correct. We place a lot of emphasis on that advisory period because it levels the playing field with our elementary schools in that elementary students are able to establish relationships with their teachers. And we believe that there's a significant link between relationships and student achievement. At the high school level, because of the pace of the 6 classes during the day, there is not that opportunity to develop close relationships with staff. The advisory period will lend itself for teachers and students to connect and improve relationships, and we know that the spinoff of that is improved student achievement.
All right, what's next on the agenda? What's the next in the pecking order of things to get done for the Lansing School District?
Well, we are obviously taking a look at our budget situation. We are faced with about an $11 million potential deficit. So we will be making recommendations for mid-year reductions this week. And we'll continue our work to look at the feasibility of whether or not we have to do some consolidation of services, consolidation of programs, closing of schools. All of that is on the table as a part of our thinking in terms of how to address the budget issue.
When are those submissions going to be made? Will they be made to the board by the end of the week?
The mid-year recommendations will.
Okay.
That'll be Thursday.
All right.
But going forward, there's a great deal of work, and it'll be in the late January, early February stage when we look at the feasibility of any consolidation, because it requires a great deal of community input and involvement. So as that process works its way out, we're hopeful that not later than February, we'll be talking about becoming more efficient in the school district.
All right, so the recommendations will be made Thursday. You'll have a final plan probably by the end of February.
That is correct.